William Proxmire wasn't always a critic of government waste, but for much of his career, the former newspaper reporter handed out golden fleece awards for what he considered wasteful projects. Tom Schatz of the national group Citizens Against Government Waste says the Wisconsin Democrat had a wide range of targets.
Senator Proxmire went after the hammers and toilet seats. Senator Proxmire also identified a lot of ridiculous expenditures, like the National Science Foundation efforts to study why people fall in love.
Schatz says in Wisconsin, Proxmire used a cost-benefit analysis to eventually block a dam the Army Corps of Engineers wanted to build across the Kickapoo River near Lafarge. Marcy West is executive director of the Kickapoo Valley Reserve, thousands of acres that would be underwater if the dam had been built.
We have a very beautiful, protected 8,569-acre property. Mr. Proxmire made a difficult decision at the time, I'm sure, but it did turn out for the best.
But some analysts note Proxmire voted in favor of some controversial programs like the dairy price support system that many Wisconsin farmers like. And Governor Jim Doyle, while praising Proxmire's fight against pork barrel spending, says Proxmire brought home money for things including medical research.
And that, in fact, is one of the areas where Wisconsin has gotten its fair share of federal money, and it's been an area that Senator Proxmire supported from all throughout his career.
Whether justified or not, federal spending continues at a steady rate. Marquette University political science professor John McAdams praises Bill Proxmire, but says he was ultimately unsuccessful in slicing away government pork.
The problem is really fundamental in American politics, and you know, no one person can do anything about it.
William Proxmire spent his last years battling Alzheimer's disease and may have been less aware of the latest Washington fights over budget deficits. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.